Welcome back to Estrella Foothills High School. It's Friday Night Lights on KNTR Sports. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul Lavoie. We have reached halftime. 11 minutes and 48 seconds until we kick off again. 19-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights. Let's see, if we go back to our beginning predictions, you had 14-point victory, and I said 12, and now we've got a 19-point spread. Please, no wagering. Now,
very good.
So, let's recap here, because that's what we're supposed to do here for our sponsor.
Yes.
Attention to detail?
Perfection.
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 Yes. So, the first quarter went really well for Lake Havasu. There was passing. There were long passes. Halo looked great. Put all the points on in the first quarter, correct? Or was it early?
It was the first quarter. The offense kind of went on hold in the second quarter. The defense got burned once, but then got the ball back.
They dodged a couple of bullets.
They're still pitching the shutout.
With the fumble
right
over here at when they were defending in their own red zone. And then with the interception, we did give up an interception. But all in all, it looked like great guns going in the first quarter for your Havasu Fighting Knights, and then the brakes got hit. Got a couple of really nice hits by Estrella, and now we've got a 19-0 game. While the scoreboard looks great for Havasu, I'm not going to say the momentum looks great for Havasu. Well, this is like a stalemate when it comes to momentum.
Yeah, I would think they still look like the more talented and stronger team to me, and like they have it under control, but they're playing Riddick Bowe right now. Riddick Bowe is a famous boxer who would fight to the level of his opponent. All right, that's what they're doing right now. They found out the level of their opponent. They put 19 points up against them, and now they're going to fight at that level so that they don't really score anymore. Havasu doesn't usually do that, so it's a different look for me to see them play like that.
It's not a good strategy.
I don't think so either, because like that one play, it was about a 30-yard pass they got burned for. Yes, they hit the quarterback one play later and got the ball back on a fumble, but how often does that happen?
Well, a couple of times. A couple of times.
But you know what's outstanding for Estrella Foothills? What they have going for them is special teams. They're doing very well punting the ball.
They've got a good punter.
They have a very good punter. The best I've seen so far in 4A.
You know what else they have here, Paul?
A golf cart that has an illusion?
No, a really good crowd.
Yes.
Yeah, a really good crowd.
Oasis? The cart is called Oasis, by the way.
The cart is called.
They got me on that one. Nice. Good job. These guys are funny over here.
Yeah.
They're funny. I teach them how to say Cecina, and they tell me what the golf cart's name is. Good job, guys.
Oasis.
Oasis. Perfect.
Soon it'll be midnight at the Oasis, and somebody's going to send their camera.
And I'll still be driving.
Yeah. You'll be able to.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
We may have to change that in the future, Paul.
Hey, by the way, folks, it's probably going to be a very nice morning tomorrow morning for the London Bridge Day's parade down McCulloch. Starts at 10 a.m. Staging will be at 8 o'clock. And when you're done at the parade, when you're finished, take a drive up London Bridge Road to Blondie Steakhouse.
And they've got steak in there.
Well,
they
got the Pharaoh's Car Club is having a big car show. It's called Big or Small, Save Them All. And it's a breast cancer fundraiser for one of the departed employees of Blondie's, who's no longer with us, but the fundraiser remains in her name. So, anyway, should be a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful in Havasu, probably 90 degrees at that. And 77 by parade start. By 10 o'clock, it'll be about 77. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. So I'll be set up on drums, but you guys can set up on the sidelines over there at Dal McCulloch's. And it's always a good time. The London Bridge Days Parade, brought to you by DSM Events and Go Lake Havasu this year.
But it's not like I walk around with my own microphone.
No.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't understand.
Generally.
Well,
you're bringing your drums.
No, I'm going to be set up at Blondie's for
you
the fundraiser.
You said I could set up across the street.
That would be at the parade.
Oh.
I'll be at the fundraiser.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, fortunately, but unfortunately.
Up in Bullhead, they've got the Corn Fest.
Yes. Well, talk about, we're publicizing it, but I hadn't heard anything other than that.
I haven't heard anything anyway.
So, I'm going to go out there on a limb right now because one of our news partners is the Mojave Daily News and Today's News Herald. When you go to that website for the Mojave Daily News or the Today's News Herald, a lot of times it's been stuck on the same stories at the top of that website for 2 or 3 days. They're not updating it. They update the sections, but they don't update the top of the website. So for people that don't scroll, they'll think, oh, it hasn't been updated. But you have to go to the e-edition, which looks like a newspaper on your computer screen. You understand that?
Yes.
That's updated. Anyway, there you go. Oh, look at that, Katrina in the Wave. Is that Katrina in the Wave?
And, you know, talking about how you get a good crowd at a high school football
game. You play game, I Want Candy.
Well, no.
Near Halloween.
Look at the field, Paul. What do we see? We see some high school cheerleaders out there.
Uh-huh.
They appear to be high school cheerleaders.
And they're teaching the little ones.
They're teaching the little ones.
I love
how to cheer.
Yeah.
And now you have, what, 60, 70 little ones out there.
This is like learning to cheer.
And you know who has to come to the game? Each one of those little kids and their parents.
That's right.
And their parents. And
that's
you get them to the game. And then you bring the boys' brothers. And then they want to play high school football. And we just keep bringing it on like that.
There are a dozen phones that are shooting right now.
They are.
Right next to the fence line.
Their little princess is out there dancing around and they're proud.
That's it.
Absolutely. Nice community up here.
I had a little princess when I was younger. You have a son though.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, this is a really nice facility. I hadn't been up here. But I'm going to get the name of the subdivision when we go to break. Is it called something else?
Estrella. Estrella? I got it. Estrella's Ranch.
What is it? Estrella Mountain Ranch.
Mountain Ranch.
Yeah, it's very beautiful up here, guys. My kudos, man. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. We have some pretty nice developments in Lake Havasu City as well. What do you say we take a break and maybe tell people what happened in the World Series? Or do you want to, being the homer that you
are? It's not
You're an Angels fan anyway.
But I like the Dodgers. My mom likes the Dodgers. My great-grandpa had season tickets.
Okay.
Really, really good ones.
I don't know anyone who likes the Dodgers. I'm kidding. I know a lot of people like the Dodgers. Best team money could buy, but they got beat tonight.
You know, some Angel fans hate the Dodgers. I think, you know, I'm older and we didn't used to do that so much.
Right.
They're in different leagues. You pull for the Angels, you pull for the Dodgers.
We should go over the sports schedule this weekend on KNTR Sports as well.
You got that information available?
I do.
Well, that was a more
called the World Wide Web. Let's take a break first.
Okay.
All right, we got to take our second break the halftime, and we'll be right back. The halftime report brought to you by Perfection Key Detail on Industrial now in Lake Havasu City. We'll be right back.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Transform your backyard into pure relaxation with Neat Pool and Supply in Lake Havasu. Right now, during the Hot Springs Spa's great rebate event, you can save big, up to $1,500 instantly on select Hot Springs Spas. Choose the Luxury High Life Collection and get $1,500 off, or the Stunning Limelight Collection and save $1,000 instantly. But hurry, this offer ends October 27th. Relax, recharge, and rejuvenate only at Neat Pool and Supply, 52 Scott Drive in Lake Havasu. Visit neatpool.com today.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boat, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit SalmonsAC.com today.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service and top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havastyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Spring Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Spring Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Friday Night Lights. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul Lavoie. We're at the half. We're back to that three-minute warning before the second kickoff. Watching the young man kick off for the Wolves. His practice kickoffs every single time. It landed between 35 and 33 yards away. I'm a little confused. Well, I'm honing in on exactly where he's going to kick
it. I know. I'm being random, but
okay.
This is a different topic altogether. I'm a little confused.
About what?
Why can't we interview a mascot?
Paul,
I just wanted to know.
Because they're in a costume.
Or is it because wolves don't talk?
No, they're real.
Okay. All right.
It's a wolf.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't speak English.
Okay, I got you.
It speaks wolf.
Ah.
Okay.
It speaks wolf. She speaks wolf now, she
and
says.
And it's a
how come I understood her? Do I speak wolf?
I don't. Now you let out that it's a her. We were blowing all the secrets there.
Mascots are usually,
but you know what? It's a first class.
Do you think the Phoenix Gorilla is a boy or a girl?
A guy.
Is it?
It's a chicken?
Well,
the
Diego
chicken?
I mean, it's a guy. That was Ted Gianola. Right?
Ted
Gianola, that was his name.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The guy was amazing.
He was nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Didn't something go wrong there?
I don't remember.
Isn't there a controversy with the chicken?
Something, yeah.
Something happened.
I'm going to bring up the sports schedule here.
Did he run around headless?
No. No, it had something to do, I was going to say it had something to do with the Holy Roller, but it didn't. You remember when the chicken died when Dave Casper scored on the Holy Roller with the Raiders? The Holy Roller, when they advanced the fumble and they changed the rule afterward, they called it the Dave Casper rule.
Okay.
Against the San Diego Chargers. All right. That's when they were the San Diego Chargers. I digress. Tomorrow at noon, NCAA football, the Crimson Tide at South Carolina, home of the Gamecocks. And then you've got the 5 o'clock kickoff from Houston. It is the ASU Sun Devils at the Houston Cougars. And then on Sunday, we've got the 8:30 a.m. as your Westwood One Fantasy Football forecast. NFL preview at 9, NFL Insider at 9:30, and I'll give you the NFL rundown when we come back.
We're about to kick off. You can hear the pounding of the metal stands here in Goodyear, Arizona, waiting for a 33 to 35 yard kickoff. There it is. Doesn't make it that far. It's a blooper at the 37. He dives hard and brings it in safely. Number 25 there for your Fighting Knights. That is Jay Deacon. Did a nice job of recovering that. One high school score that I was able to find. Mojave taking on Lee Williams up there in Kingman. 21 for Mojave and 2 for Lee Williams.
Could be updated. That was about 10 minutes ago. So.
Well, I was checking during that.
Mojave ranked number 5 in State 4A, by the way. AZ Prep 365 ranking. So Mojave ranked even higher than Havasu. They did beat them.
So here's Halo back at the quarterback spot. Fakes the handoff over the middle to number 12. He jumps back and now takes 2 steps back, gets hit forward, and that looks like they're eventually going to give him a first down. This referee is bound to say first down. And that referee on the far side is trying to short him a yard.
Yeah, he is.
And this line judge is saying, and the guy with the down marker has it as a first down, and now the umpire says, no, that's a first down, and that is the correct call.
I think they're going to start playing 3 blind mice here in a minute.
This was similar to what our friends over here, the running the clock, who used to be a referee, was telling us about last game with... Here we go. From the shotgun, the handoff up the middle, looking for some space. He's going to pick up 3 yards. That's more reminiscent of the first quarter, because in the second quarter, we were getting nothing.
You know, let's turn this into a positive with the referees. With these guys complaining down here very vocally in front of us,
yes.
If you can do better, there's a referee shortage in the state of Arizona. Go to the website and apply. Do it. Show them what you got.
And they pay you.
Yeah, they do. I've done it.
And they pay you. But what the clock man over here was saying was that the one referee was motioning the clock to go. The other one was saying, blowing it, you know, dead.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Well,
Halo hands it off, going up the middle. Low shoulders to the ground, and he's going to pick up about 4 more yards, making a very manageable third down for the Havasu Knights.
Well, the clock operator was correct. At the end of the first half, the penalty was against the offense. Half over. If it's against the defense, then you play another play. Right?
Right.
That's what we were saying.
And we have a jumper. This is number 23, Matthew Perry for the Wolves. Got a little excited there and jumped across the line a little bit early.
He thought he had a new
contact.
He thought he had a new friend, Matthew Perry.
It's 5 yards for a first down.
All right. Bad humor, folks.
On a penalty. So first down, Fighting Knights, now at the 40-yard line of the Wolves. Halo jump from the gun, takes the hand off, and we have a bunch of nothing there for our friend Tristan Andrade being met with people at the line of scrimmage.
Lucky to get back to the line.
Might have picked up 1 yard.
He was real lucky to get back to the line.
Yes. He heads out of the game, and into the game we have number 25, Jay Deacon. From the gun, these guys are jumpy on the defensive line. Here's the handoff. Got his legs going early on that one. Off the right guard and going to pick up about 6 yards.
Jim, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If you've beaten Yunker like Havasu has, Yunker's beaten this team by 3 touchdowns.
How much do you need to score to maintain your number 8 ranking in the state?
Well, 3, right?
Probably another 2 touchdowns.
An out pass, and Halo Jump took that from the gun, looked to his left. It was almost like a screen pass, and he was running full speed towards the quarterback, and Halo overthrew that pass. And it was an easy pass. First bad pass I've seen him throw here tonight. I'm a Halo Jump fan.
You are.
I am. 3 wide to the left, 1 wide to the right. From the gun. Really barking out those signals, trying to draw him off. Here's a short pass, goes to his knees, can't reel it in. And that was 4th and 3. They went for it. They're unsuccessful. Taking over on downs is going to be the Estrella.
Yes.
Foothills.
You know,
the Wolves.
An all-star first baseman in Major League Baseball couldn't have dug that pass out of there. So before you go putting Halo Jump into the Tiger Beat, show him how to throw that ball, right?
Okay. So we do have a final score.
We do.
Series.
How badly did the Boys in Blue lose?
4-11.
All right. In the words of my brother Scott, too much to not enough.
1st and 10 from the 32. Little out pass. It's received, and he's got some wheel.
Oh.
Almost got his head taken off there by number 80 after a first down.
That was one confident hit.
That was Blake Pohl.
Blake Pohl,
sophomore, 5'9", 165.
Stuck the arm out, boom.
Didn't like high string him.
He didn't even move.
Kind of hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Not with his fist. With his forearm.
Kind of wondering if the legality of that.
And not the back of his forearm.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was like he tackled him a little high.
A little bit.
Okay, here we go. From the tee, man in motion.
There's some life in the world.
No handoff to the man in motion. They head right up the middle. They read that beautifully. Nothing on that one for the Wolves.
There's some life in the Estrella Foothills right now.
They got a little extra hop to their beat, skip to their jump.
I'm not seeing a sense of urgency from Havasu. It's kind of alarming right now because you still have another half of play.
8:23. Things have just stopped happening for them.
Yeah. Well, the defense is confident, and it's the offense needs to get it rolling again.
When it comes to big hits, the Wolves, have had the bigger hits in this game. You look out there,
right.
I think Havasu looks bigger. From the gun, 2 wide to the right, 1 wide to the left. He might have went early at the tight end position.
Oh.
Gets the pass right over the middle.
First down.
Found the seam. First down for 14 yards and nothing. No flags on the play. But he looked like he could have taken off early. And then the quick pass right there to Caden Gilpin, the tight end at 6'2", 180.
Well, Luke Jarkin's looking at his teammates over there. Luke playing the linebacker position. Well, now he's going out to the corner. He's just saying, hey, guys, we gotta hold on and pitch this shutout.
Here's the snap. Looks to the left. He's on his knees. He'll be down right there, but that's going to pick up about 3 or 4 yards. He threw it low. He needed to go down to his knees. Well, he didn't necessarily need to go down to his knees. He could have tried to squat.
You can definitely feel a momentum shift right now, though.
It's better to squat
and to fade away.
Because you're not, if you go down on your knees, you're down.
Right.
It's not pro football. Number 1, way wide right for the Wolves. Kind of packing it in here with the shotgun. He claps. Here it is.
Oh.
That purple Haboob is back, baby. Everybody in purple in the backfield, and the lead dog there was number 98 for your Havasu Fighting Knights. That is Owen Merrill.
Yeah.
The purple Haboob, a senior. That was nice.
Yeah, Merrill taking it back behind the original line of scrimmage, too.
It was like deja vu back to the first quarter again. And we haven't been seeing that.
Right.
It is now 3rd and 11 at the 39. Out half, he receives it. And 3, over here we have 1 receiver for the Wolves.
And number 1
at the 30. 3, purple.
Watching the play.
And they get the reception.
And just got caught watching the play. Now the ball's sitting at the 24-yard line.
It was,
They were watching.
Yeah,
they were watching. 24-yard line to Havasu. And Estrella Foothills now knocking on the door.
First and 10 at the 24. From the gun, too wide to the right. Too wide to the left. He looks to the left. Another short pass to the same player and about the same result. Just not quite as many yards. We'll call that a 5-yard gain. It'll bring up second and 5 for the Wolves of the Estrella Foothills.
They're dinking and dunking down the field, and it's all out routes. Right towards the sideline.
Quick out routes. Which is kind of what that's what you need to do to have a suit, because you give them time. They're coming to get you.
Yeah, here comes the haboob, right?
Yeah. The snap from the gun. He looks left. Always likes looking to the left. Had his man and overshot him. And number 11 sitting there with his hands like, what? Huh? What? Jacob Rowles. He's the team captain. And it was like he was looking for a call, but there was
This is a very interesting call here because you've got the crowd back into it. You've got a little bit of momentum. You got Havasu going, what do we want to do here to keep this shutout? And it's a 3rd and 5.
It's a big play.
Inside the 20.
5:48 in the third quarter. A pack of Wolves, 3 wide to the right.
Nice.
From the gun, he looks wide right. Finds his number one receiver in the backfield.
Short.
A screen pass makes
short.
A short gain. He's going to be short of the first down, but not by much.
About 4th and 2 feet.
This looks like a field goal unit change.
Well, we know he can kick.
4th and 2.
Field goal won't win, if fan says.
And they are packing it in. They are going. He skirts outside.
Beautiful.
Looks like he's going to have the first down, maybe a touchdown. And he skirts
out
back and into the end zone.
Wow.
Bang. They came up in the tee.
You guys couldn't have stopped a Cocker Spaniel on that play. What the heck? What kind of tackling is that?
Well, they came up in the tee, brought 3 running backs up tight, almost like you're going
right.
to quarterback sneak it. But as soon as he got the snap, he headed to the right where he was met, slipped out of the tackle. Linebacker comes out, slips out of that tackle at about the 5, and then standing up into the end.
Very small running back, like a Dave Megat type running back, just slithered right through. He kept going, turning the legs.
The little guys are hard to see behind the line.
Yeah, we are.
So now here is the extra point.
Oh,
and look at that kick.
Mm-hmm.
And it landed in about lane 4 on the track.
It did.
That was
lane
a long
four.
Kick.
I was thinking the freeway, but let's take a short break.
5:15, it's 19-2. Are they going to give him the point? Was it good? Did he miss
that? I don't know.
It was long.
With these guys, I don't know. I'm not going to guess with him.
Okay. Well, let's take a...
I don't think they made the extra point. We do not. We do not. These guys like the quick reset on the kickoffs, don't they?
Yeah. I was stunned at the length of the kick.
Yeah.
The issue is that it was no good.
Okay. I didn't know if it was or not. I automatically assumed it.
I thought it was good. But he really put his leg into it for an extra point.
Right.
He doesn't do that on the kickoffs. Okay, let's see if
maybe
he kicks it 33
shoes.
Yards.
He's got
Here's
shoes.
The blooper. This is his 33-yard kick.
Oh,
and
no.
He fumbles it and has to fall on it at the 30-yard line. And we have a late flag. Someone probably said
Cohen
something.
Taylor down on the ground covering the ball, and he got hit. I think you're going to see a personal foul. That wasn't a loose ball. He was covering up the ball. I don't know. I think the refs are just trying to control a little bit of extracurricular stuff going on. That's a personal foul, though. Do you see it, Jim? Looks like a late hit.
I am having
Don't
a flashback.
Don't be afraid.
I'm having a flashback to a Little League game.
Really?
With Denise's.
Your own?
No.
Okay.
With Denise's son.
Okay.
My.
I got you.
Former girlfriend, where a fan, a parent, was yelling at the referee.
Okay.
And what he was yelling at the referee was correct by rule.
Right.
But it wasn't what happened.
Ah.
And,
gotcha.
And
okay.
I'm starting to feel about this guy.
Okay.
Okay, from the gun, halo jump, waiting for the snap. He turns to the left. Reception by number 14 for a 5-yard gain, and that is Carter Devitt. Second and 5, coming up for the Fighting Knights.
Well, we know he saw a holding penalty. I'm not sure if the crowd might picked it up. I'm pretty sure it did.
Remember, Paul, the window's open.
Okay.
We got a heckler.
Yeah. No,
okay.
We don't.
Quick out pass by
oh.
Jump, and he's fighting for a first down. It's going to be close. Tackled at the sideline, brought down out of bounds.
Does a referee's heckler become your heckler if they hear you?
Does
he's a referee heckler.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's not heckling.
These are things we ask ourselves up in the booth.
First and 10 for the Fighting Knights. From the gun, way wide right. And he looks only to the left and now scrambles to the right. He can hit him right over the middle. He's wide open and throws it out of bounds, throws it away with the intended receiver, number 21 for your Fighting Knights. That's Cole Cecina.
Yes.
But he had number 14 wide open, Carter Devitt. However, he was rolling to the right, and he would have had to throw it backwards. Not.
He's a good mobile quarterback, though.
That is behind his back.
Right. Right.
Yes. Every player for the Havasu Fighting Knights looking to the sideline, looking for the play. Way out wide to the right, far side of the field. Nearest to us is Cole Cecina. He has to have good eyes in order to see what the coach is saying from over there. And we've got a jumper. The whistle blows before
again.
The play. Laundry on the field. High arcing flag comes down, and that's going to bring up second
wow.
and 5 for your Havasu Fighting Knights.
I hate to say this, but it's kind of refreshing the penalties are not going against Havasu for once.
I was shocked it wasn't holding. I'm sorry. He's kidding me. Okay. Second and five. Man in motion. The snap takes the handoff. Stays out. Screen. Makes the catch. Rolling forward. May get the first down. Sandwiched about 9 yards upfield. Little clapping in his face after an 8-yard gain. And we have a Wolf. Might be getting up a little bit slow. Number 18 getting a hand up. He's one of their team captains. That's Josh Udall.
Yeah, Jay Deacon with the reception, number 25.
Udall. That's an Arizona name.
Yes, it is. Mo Udall for sure, back in the 70s.
We're going to have third and one. We've got Fighting Knights rushing to the field. Substitution being made. Everybody moving quickly. Packing it in, and we have basically a quarterback from the shotgun, and now he pops outside, and there is nobody there. Holy mackerel. They packed it in from the gun as if they were going to sneak it from the gun. He then pops outside. A late flag came down because he had one man down on the field, and as he runs into the field, the end zone, all by himself, a late flag where they run back behind the line of scrimmage, and it is an unsportsmanlike call on Havasu.
Jim,
which I am yanking somebody from the game. That was
me. I didn't see what happened.
It's an unsportsmanlike
call. No, I know, but I didn't see that.
As our guy is strolling into the end zone.
Oh, right.
And you're down on the ground, mouthing off, causing your team a... Well, now, wait a minute.
I don't know.
Oh, it's on them.
Yeah, apparently.
Which makes a little more sense. Okay, I'm going to calm down after that.
It's offsetting penalties. It was on both players.
Well, they just said play.
It was offsetting.
Then...
Was that offsetting or what, gentlemen?
Dead ball?
Dead ball.
Okay. So he called it dead ball. Mm-hmm. Well, and I saw that flag in the air while he was still on the field. They got lucky that they called that a dead ball, because when he threw that flag, he was looking back here,
right,
and he was not in the end zone yet. That's the way I saw it. 3:39 in the third quarter. Halo slowly down to his right, now hits the accelerator and makes it to the cone for the two-point conversion.
Another flag.
More laundry. Where was it? I didn't see where the flag was. We got the line judge and the head umpire.
All that laundry, was used Tide or Persil?
I've never heard of the other, so
Persil?
I would
it's
use Tide.
It's good stuff.
I use hypoallergenic all.
You do? You should use Drept.
They're still in a conference over here.
Yeah.
But we're lining up for...
I'm telling you, Three Blind Mice is the song of the day, man.
So are they talking about where to go to eat here at the Estrella Foothills?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Where do you eat?
Yeah, where do you eat? We didn't see it. One.
Well, I ate at the concession. What? I brought this from home.
But we saw, there's a lot of nice houses. Really nice houses
Estrella,
up in the
Estrella Ranch.
And then there's
Estrella
nice,
Foothills Ranch. Was that
nice housing tracks?
Yes.
Nice housing tracks, and then like custom really nice homes up here. But
coming out of Buckeye, there were some really nice homes too.
No restaurants.
We went that way.
No restaurants.
No. No.
Not even across from the street from the high school.
Maybe people cook. Maybe people cook for themselves here.
They have to. But I'm sure they have ovens in their homes. They don't have to use the Coleman.
I don't know.
We're going to kick off from the 40-yard line. 339, 27-6 now in favor of the Friday Knights of Lake Havasu.
I want to ask somebody, do you have restaurants here? But you know how stupid that was. I'm just saying. Okay, here's the kick.
I am kidding, restaurants. And it's a good kick. At the 19-yard, it is received, 19-yard line. Little ricochet biscuit there, pops to the outside on the left. He's got a little bit of room trying to dance along the sideline, and he's out at the 50-yard line.
It's a track star.
He has some wheels on him.
Yeah, he does.
And then he's tight roping the sideline. And they're going to mark it at the 49 of Estrella.
There, I see what you mean by the light. Number one, Sean Ellison, with that return.
It was a nice... Yeah, it's hard to read these notes in the dark.
We'll play the Billy Squire bumper music in the dark. Right? Just saying. We're shot in the dark by Ozzy.
Okay, the Wolves trying to get it going here. First and 10 from their own 49. The snap, he drops back. Got a man deep in between two defenders. He gets away. Hands away from the ankle tackle, and we have a touchdown for the Wolves.
That's number 11, Jacob Rawls. Jacob Rawls, you know he caught that between two defenders, right?
Yes.
Like, the throw was perfect.
And
there wasn't so much
of
a catch, it was the pass.
They didn't just sit there and watch this guy. They did close on him, and it was, he threaded the needle on that one.
Hey, guess what, Havasu? Estrella Foothills has put up two touchdowns on you, and that 19-0 lead is now 27-12.
Are they going to go for two?
I think
so. They got the kicker.
They should.
I think they got the kicker.
Okay, they do.
I missed the last one, but...
Well, they said he missed it.
He can...
Let's see if it can go to lane five.
Let's see. I got to look out the side window here. Here's the snap. The kick is up. This one's a little bit higher. It arches, and it comes down after going straight through the uprights just outside the end zone.
Somewhere on the, what is that called, the long jump track?
Now, seriously, how many yards do we have from the end of the end zone to lane four? No,
that's 20.
At least 20.
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So
well, he put that one on the long jump track.
He didn't try to kill this.
Or the triple jump.
Yeah. So it's 27-13 in the third period with 3:22 remaining.
So you took a three touchdown lead and now it's only two.
And all of a sudden, even though we did have a Havasu touchdown, answered with an explosive play. They're playing at home here in this nice city here.
Jim, a loss for Havasu tonight, if they somehow implode, would cost them probably a first-round bye or a home game in the playoffs. in the first round. I'm just saying.
Here's the kickoff from the 40. A blooper picked up at the 25.
Nope.
He steps forward. Now he's got some room up the middle and starts to go sideways. Brought down at the 42. Yes, Spencer Ibarra. He started left and then cut straight up the field. Then made a little hook to the right where he was brought down.
Almost pulled a Marcus Allen on that, you know? Super Bowl Marcus Allen. Remember that? Against the Redskins. I'm allowed to say that.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to have a start here from the 42-yard line for the Havasu Fighting Knights. They need to control the ball here.
They need more than three and out.
Yeah, and they need to avoid those explosive plays like the last one we just saw from the Wolves.
And you're not playing flag football. You're playing tackle.
Yes. They have to do more than touch him. They have to bring him to the ground. Halo jump set to receive the snap. Fakes the handoff. Left. It's caught after a 5-yard gain, and he's brought down with a 7-yard gain.
That was good play action right there.
Chipping away. Nice, efficient, quick play.
Very good play action. I followed the fake. And then all of a sudden he's throwing the ball out to the left side of the flat. Looked pretty good.
Second and three. Tristan Andrade back there next to Halo jump. In the slot, we've got Carter Devitt way out wide. We've got number 21, Cole Cicina, way out wide to the right. A hush falls over the crowd. Here comes a blitz. Halo gets the snap, a quick pass over the middle. He's all alone.
Carter
down and at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he is into the end zone.
Carter Devitt.
Nice pass over the middle and touchdown. Your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
A 51-yard touchdown.
Woo!
That was a nice pass.
With 2:22 left on the clock.
A pretty good run after the catch, too.
So the Knights answer an explosive play.
Really prove they can answer.
Yes.
You prove they can answer. There's some sense of urgency. Now we know.
And they did it against Havasu, Mojave, too.
Right.
They did.
Right.
They did.
This is a different
team. Good game.
This is a much different team than Mojave played.
33-13, trying to chop it next to way high snap. He did a good job of bringing it down, but it is blocked and goes out of bounds.
I would have did a Garo Euphremian.
That was a great grab by the holder.
I would have did a Garo.
He's on one knee, and he had to fully extend with that knee coming off the ground, caught it one-handed and brought it down. And then the kick was blocked. It was a low kick.
I would have got up, run with it, and threw it on the run like Gary Premier and got smothered.
Well, he would just pick up the ball and walk off the field, right?
right.
I'm done. They told me all I had to do was kick.
No time to take a break here. This is a quick reset mode.
2:22.
Hey, that was a good show.
Wow.
We are dating ourselves. Room 2:22 with Bill Bixby. Man.
Karen Valentine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
I forgot about her. Yes, she was. I think the word's adorable.
She was the cool teacher you were.
We were just kids, man.
Very little kids.
You're not supposed to be.
Oh, man. Well,
you are a little bit older than me.
Okay, here's the kick.
I like the white shadow in those days, too.
Spencer, with the kick, he kind of stutter steps up a little bit. Blooper. And nobody wants to pick it up right away. And now it gets covered at the 35-yard line of Estrella Foothills. They're going to need to answer right now. We've got a 20-point spread. So,
can we throw a break?
Sure.
All right.
This is KNTR Sports.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service and top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Handoff from the gun, moving to the right. He breaks one tackler in the backfield at the line, breaks another, being hung on by a linebacker, and makes his all the way out for an 11-yard gain and a first down.
However, it appears we've got a, we have laundry, we got a player down.
We never went over.
We've got a cramp.
We never went over who's playing in the NFL on Sunday on KNTR Sports. 980 AM, not just the AM, but 100.5 and 94.7 FM. 94.3, sorry, 94.3 FM. Not streaming at KNTRSports.com because it is, what, Jim? The NFL. So at 10 o'clock, the Giants at Philadelphia. That's always a tough division game. You've got a 1:25 kickoff, Dallas at Denver.
I'm trying to determine who's down on the field.
You won't, because there's too many people around them.
It's a Havasu player.
So you've got,
I believe.
You've got, at 4:30 is, recap of the scores in that, and then at 5:15, the kickoff for the Packers at Steelers. You like that one, don't you?
It's like a Bob Newhart classic. No, that would be the Rams and the Vikings.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then, Monday Night Football, 4 o'clock with the pregame, 4:45-ish kickoff, is that right? Or 5:15? The Commanders at the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are hot right now, too. And the Commanders are not right now. So, Cardinals with a bye week, of course. Probably well-deserved. And you know what? We need to take a break.
Do it.
Do it.
This is KNTR Sports.
Oh, Sparky, where are you? Oh, dear Lord.
This just did. In what may be one of the most unexpected historical breakthroughs in decades, a Chihuahua named Sparky is being hailed as a hero after discovering the remains of the long-missing labor leader, Jimmy Hoffa. We are joined by the owner. What are your plans?
It's most definitely a cut-above grooming day now.
A cut-above grooming. No matter what your four-legged detective gets into, a cut-above grooming cleans them up dirt cheap. It's a cut-above. Main Street Havasu.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Bum, bum, bum. We are back to the tune of Neil Diamond. We're in Goodyear, Arizona. It's now 1st and 20. The Wolves roll right, deep pass to the left, trying to get 15 of it back. He did catch it, but was he in bounds? He is out of bounds. 2nd down and 20 coming up.
Out of bounds like my M&Ms.
Old Mickey, team captain Mickey Rafferty, throwing that ball out of bounds.
Bill Raftery.
Okay. It's dark. So
can't help it. I'm a stickler for enunciation.
204 in the third, 3 wide to the right.
Pronunciation.
2 wide to the left. Quarterback all by himself back there, and now we have a timeout for the Wolves. Shall we take a break if we can?
No, we could
be set for that.
No, we can take a break, a live break.
Do that.
Sound good?
Let's hear what we have to say to our sponsor.
This is interesting to me. River Valley Window Company is in Havasu. Being a resident of Mojave Valley and Havasu at one time.
Were they here for longer than River Valley High?
I don't know, but it says Trust River Valley Window Company, your Milgard certified dealer in Havasu for over 15 years. Visit their showroom today. Boy, this stuff to read. And discover why neighbors trust them for beautiful energy efficient windows and doors. Visit RVWCO.com. RVWCO.com.
And who doesn't love beautifully efficient windows?
I never really thought about it.
It's beautiful,
yeah,
and efficient.
What's beautiful about it?
Well, you can see through it.
The two panes with the gas in the middle, or
yeah,
okay.
And hopefully there's anyway. Okay. sometimes those things don't work out. Here's the snap. He rolls to his right. Looking for a receiver downfield.
Oh.
He has caught it. He heads upfield to the 50 to the 45. And he goes unmolested out of bounds.
That'd be number 11.
And you're behind in this game. A play like that, I would like to see him plant that foot and cut back in and get more yards because you're behind.
That's what Jim Brown would say, too. That was number 11, Jacob Rawls.
Just running out, trying to go easy. First
That's
and
funny.
10 for the Wolves.
PA announcer just commented on your, he kind of dovetailed off what you said. He obviously doesn't watch Cam Scataboo.
Yeah. Fumble in the backfield off the snap, and that is going to bring up a second and 3.
Folks, you're listening to Friday Night's Football on KJJJ HD4 Laughlin and KNTR Lake Havasu City.
Cam Scataboo would have planted and
pivoted,
lowered the shoulder,
and dragged three people with him.
I'm getting that extra half yard, that extra 2 yards.
He's the smallest big man I've ever seen.
He's tough.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And it's translating to the pros.
Yeah.
We now have second and 14 for the Wolves. From the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. He's under pressure. Rolling to his left. Oh, he could have got smacked.
Oh!
But as he goes by him, he smacks the ball out of his hand. We have a fumble, and that very well might be Havasu's ball. There is a Wolf in there with the Fighting Knights.
Who got it? Incomplete pass. What? Wow. Okay. Apparently the arm was in motion. And interesting call.
He whiffed the tackle, behind him.
I saw
and
what happened.
Then smacked off from the backside, smacked the ball out.
Yeah,
it was an excellent defensive play.
Apparently, the referee had a different interpretation
than
you.
Other than he missed him on the way in.
Right.
But after having missed him, the recovery was great.
Well,
okay, third and
2:20. To the right. One to the left.
Up. Oh, and a whistle.
We got a jump or delay?
Play a game.
Delay. How are you supposed to know with no play clock?
Well, because the backfield.
Back
draft back there. You got to keep your eye on him, and he gives his warning signal.
I'm kind of asking a rhetorical question, but other than that, I know I knew that, but how do you see that? If you're not
well, you're the quarterback, and you're looking at the back judge.
Right.
And you're wearing a number 7, and your name is
Burt Jones.
Mickey Raftery.
Not Burt Jones.
Not Burt Jones. No. Okay, here's the snap. He rolls to the left. Receivers available. Takes the short one, number 11, and catches it. And he is out at the 41-yard line. That was down. And he's gonna get like 10 of it back. Or did my line,
interesting.
Yeah, I think he flipped it early there. So that was third down. This was fourth down and now six.
Very unhappy fan out there
the 40.
Who wants a hit out of bounds. Which would be a personal foul.
Was there? Three wide to the right.
He tackled him, but it
that
took him out
flap
of
flap almost drew number 1 offsides for your Fighting Knights. Now they delay. He looks over to the coach, possibly an audible.
We got
here's the snap, a little bit to his right. He picks it up, throws it. It is caught. Nice grab at the 30-yard line. And all of a sudden, we have the Wolves on the move.
Luke Johnson could do better than that coverage right there. He just kind of hung out on the receiver's back and thought, well, I'm just going to look like I bat the ball, and he missed. He whiffed it completely.
Receiver did a good job of screening.
He did. He really did.
Went up with both hands.
But Luke Johnson, the bigger player, he could have got in there.
First and 10 for the Wolves. From the gun, too wide to the right. He looks to the left. Very short pass, and number 11 has it again, and he is shoved out of bounds there by our very own Luke Johnson. A little push, a little sub.
They're either picking on him, or they're just looking to that side.
Well, Jacob Rawls, he is one of their team captains.
Right.
So, you know, he's going to be one of their go-to guys.
No, I mean, they're either they're picking on Luke.
5 seconds left.
I don't know
they get
why you would,
playoff.
Though. Yeah.
And that's going to end the third quarter.
What's the score, Jim?
The score is 33-13 in favor of your Havasu Fighting Knights. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul Lavoie. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KNTRSports.com.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
We are back. This is KNTR Sports. I'm Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie. We have 12 minutes on the clock as we're ready to start the fourth quarter. Nobody on the sideline holding up four fingers, which is kind of a thing at some schools.
Yeah?
I was never into
For fourth quarter?
Yeah. I got four fingers.
Okay.
Okay. We have second and eight for the Wolves marching down the field 33-13. Two wide to the right. On the narrow side of the field to the left, we have two. He has a little company in the backfield there, looking over at the coach. He's just kind of meandering around and circling his halfback there as if he's in no hurry at all. And I think the ref just gave the signal back there in the backfield. Here's the bounce pass. It's going to be short. Two guys in blue, four in purple, and it drops to the ground.
Got a holding on the offense.
And they did not need that. That's for certain. You're up against it now. Down by 20. Only 4 seconds went off the clock on that play. This is going to bring up second and 15. How is that possible? Is that the shortest 10 yards? It was an incomplete pass, right?
I believe so.
I didn't hear what he said over there. And we have a little incidental contact, and we get a flag on the out pass. And our,
I think he got a false parent right there, is what it is.
My God, thank you!
Wow. As we talk about on that one, I'm going to say he's right.
Okay.
It wasn't intentional.
Right.
But it was there.
But it happened.
Right. So, you're fighting nice, dog one.
Oh boy.
And now
somebody's right next to him, Mike.
And he rolls to the right, throws deep to number 11, their team captain. He grabs it. Reels that one in at the 20 and plays a little pinball with the purple Haboob downfield and picks up a lot of yards, and he's down at the 18-yard line.
It's a nice throw by the quarterback, but a really good effort to get open by Rawls.
So after backing him up, boom, they got it all back in one big play. And their team captain there is doing a fine job, Jacob Rawls, for the Wolves. We've got two wide to the right, which is the narrow side of the field, two wide to the left. He's got a little company in the backfield from the gun. Looking to his right, quick pass.
Ooh.
This one goes off his fingertips. It was kind of wide and outside.
And very low. Very low pass.
Low and outside.
Knights, I'm going to be honest, Jim, they need to wake up. That Knight defense needs to wake up. They're getting back up again.
They're getting hurt by these quick out passes.
Right.
And they are doing a good job on these quick out passes. So they do need to tighten it up a bit. They got four down linemen.
almost over
on the left side right now.
Drop another person.
And that's the guy they're hitting.
Yeah.
And he looks right for him. He goes to number one, not number 11, but the pass is complete, and they're going to have at least 5 yards on that play.
No, number 11 ran the post route that time, but he went for the for the man who was a little bit shorter. So,
and number one is Sean Ellison.
Looks like a third and four.
But that number 11, that Jacob Rawls, he headed downfield into the end zone.
Right.
And but
you could see him.
The out receiver came in. There's all the space in the world there to make the pass. Okay, three wide to the right, which is the wide side of the field. He hands it off the middle. He's got some room, and he's going to pick up a good seven before he is slammed down hard.
I think he got thrown for a first down. That tackle.
That is DJ Seppinen.
That just generates now first and goal.
First and goal from
because of the tackle. Because of the tackle.
Because of the tackle. One wide to the left. That's the narrow side of the field. Keep an eye on the man in the slot, number 11, the captain, Rawls. Looks like they tighten it up a little bit, but they're in the red zone. Pass to the
well overthrown
to the left, way overthrown.
Yeah,
and that'll bring up second and goal for the Wolves.
It's one of the more comfortable press boxes that we've been in, anyway, where we can actually sit down the whole game. I had to stand up for a minute,
Paul.
What?
Could you imagine if we were doing this game like we did the Alhambra game and we were in the stands with that guy?
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be, no,
yeah.
I can't. We'd have to go mobile.
Here's the snap. Looking for something up the middle and the purple hoop says, nope,
yep,
you're not going here. And they get nothing on that one. Yeah, we'd have to have a...
I don't know. Security detail?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be me. I'm not that guy.
I'm going to publicly admit I'm hot-headed.
I've heard.
Yeah.
But that was from one side of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. All right.
So, here we go. From the gun.
It's been a long time.
Three wide to the right.
People aren't
he looks
anymore.
Right. He throws it to number six. Thrown down by our very own Ethan Adler.
You mean thrown down, right?
His dad stopped to do a little shopping in Parker.
You mean thrown down.
Thrown down.
Yeah.
Yeah. He threw him down.
There's an upset. Oh, he's yelling at us now.
Is he?
Yeah. That's okay.
What do you mean? Us?
He yelled players? In our direction. I think he said, hey, Jim, I know who you are.
Okay.
I'm a
double clap. Here's the snap.
Oh,
looking to the end zone, and it's just shy and outside. That is fourth down, and it's turned over by on downs.
Did you see that
Havasu?
The hit by Vincent Biataka? Holy cow. The referee went, the quarterback was, he's lucky, he was lucky to get rid of that ball. Very lucky. Biataka just set him down on the turf.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong number here. Yeah, this is a big kid, number 54 for the Wolves. Patrico Munez.
Munez?
Munez. He is 6'2", 230.
Wow.
That's a solid big
halo
kid
in the backfield.
Here's the snap. Looks to the left.
Oh!
Through the seat.
Beautiful coverage.
Wow. Comes down, bounces it off his knee.
Woo.
And
he deserves
incomplete pass, and he is starting to cramp up. He's pointing his toe up.
Yeah. Well, you were, you know, the defender on that play, the safety, number 21, deserves to wear number 21. That was Patrick Peterson's number in Arizona. That was a nice play. Great coverage.
He's starting to cramp up. Second Havasu player.
Who's cramping?
Number 12 went off the field. Luke Johnson.
Wow.
Second Havasu player to cramp up.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about this, Paul.
I do.
I don't know that I've expressed it on the air.
70 degrees outside.
Well, okay, here's the snap. He looks to his right over the middle. The receiver got a hand on it, put just enough mustard on it to change the angle of the dangle of the pass,
and made a tough catch, and he failed to do so because that was darn near an interception. Well, if he wouldn't have got a hand on it, it probably would have been intercepted.
It was your Xander player again.
Xander.
That's who they were thinking. Oh, they wanted Xander to come up with that one.
Yes. Okay, 3rd and 10 for the Fighting Knights. The snap from the gun, a run up the middle. He's got a little bit of speed. Oh, gets past the line into the linebacker area of the field where he is brought down, and he might be feeling a little pain with all the weight on him after that one tomorrow.
It's 4th down, well short.
8:26. You better punt.
Well, when you're deep behind, Thompson's been known to, you know, run on 4th down, but not on a 4th and 6 from the 15.
Yeah.
His own 15.
You need a little breathing room here.
A little bit.
4th and 7 from your own 15.
Halo's going to take it again.
It would be a good spot for him to fake it, though. He paused.
Whoa.
He punts. It goes way
high. Got a lot of distance.
Oh. And it hits. Takes a big Havasu bound.
Down by the 45.
All the way down to the Wolves' 45-yard line. Where'd that thing hit? About our own 40?
Yes.
And it, so about 50 yards on the roll. Yeah.
It was like, choo.
And right now, Havasu will take all they can get when it comes to extra yards.
Let's take a short break.
Okay. I'm going to put on my hoodie. Courtesy of the coach, Thompson, you're listening to KNTR Sports. I'm Jim Cheney. That's Paul LaVoie. We'll be right back.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily. And we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Oh, a scramble, and then he gets high-strung by Seth Bernier.
Are you cold, bro?
I got chilly.
They have air conditioning on in here.
Do they?
Yeah, there's big guys like me and the clock guy. No, there's air conditioning on in here. Seriously, he said that. But I can feel the air, too.
Skinny guys get cold first.
Yeah, that's what it is. You water polo guys.
Okay, here we go with a pass over the middle. It's intercepted.
Whoa.
Nobody in front of him. He's going to have blockers, but here come the boys in blue. He skates free at the 30, the 20, and banged out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Nice return by number one, Trevor Thompson, the coach's son.
Trevor got one, and he looked bigger right here than he actually is, but he must have been thinking, man, where'd that ball come from? There was nobody around him. Like, he was the intended receiver.
Right there.
Man.
Right there in the bread basket, and he came off with it.
All of a sudden, the Knights are on the Wolves' 10-yard line, 7:06 left in 33-13 lead.
Maybe I should have put on my hoodie earlier.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
You can do game time, what is it?
Superstitions.
Game time preparation tomorrow.
Well, I have to.
Is that what's called preparation?
Floyd of Rosedale is on the line.
We got to explain that one.
Okay.
Now.
1st and 10. Halo waiting for the snap. Here comes a blitz from the left side. Pitches it to the right. Ooh. He's trying to get outside. There's nothing there.
Ooh.
And he is smacked down on the far sideline for no gain.
25, Jay Deacon, the ball carrier.
He was running, looking for something, and it just never appeared.
It's called daylight.
Hot pursuit, though, by the Wolves.
They like dark sky here. There's no daylight.
Well, there's not a lot of moon, just a sliver
of
the moon.
They like dark sky in the press box, too.
Yes.
Just saying.
We have to actually use our cell phones, touch them so they light up, and then put them over the...
You
over.
Do.
Yeah.
You do. But
I'm multitasking.
I fired my eye doctor and got a new one. These are brand new glasses.
I'm happy.
I wish I could say who they came from.
I'm using a number 2 pencil.
You it was in my car for 2 weeks.
And we have timeout for Lake Havasu.
I'm
33-13 with 6:14 left in the fourth quarter.
I'm going to save you towards the end of the game. I can't believe I just remembered I have this.
All right.
But there you go. Merry Christmas. It is a flashlight. Back with more in a moment.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Go. The snap from the gun. Halo throws it out to the left side. May pick up a couple of yards, but is promptly brought down. Some good defense there by the Wolves here in the city of Goodyear. We're going to have third and goal at the 8-yard line. Halo looking to the left, trying to see who it is. Thanks for the flashlight that you gave me, and it originally didn't work. But
it did.
You figured out how to press the button. JG can back
it. As did you. You know, the tough part about working with a play-by-play guy, they say whatever they want, like calling me a tailgater. Man, well, I don't tailgate.
Own it.
I don't
and
know
we
that.
Have a whistle. Is
not
that too much time? Another... Timeout for Lake Havasu with 5:23. It's 33-13.
Let's keep it here.
In favor of the Fighting Knights, Paul says let's keep it here.
Yeah, because Paul says.
So the pig.
Yeah. What's the pig's name? Floyd?
Well, I'm Floyd of Rosedale.
I know Floyd the barber.
It's not just Floyd.
Oh.
It's Floyd of Rosedale.
So what does that represent?
It's the trophy that Iowa and Minnesota play for. It started off, the governors had a bet, and there was a real pig.
In 1890 or something, right?
There's a lot of pigs in Iowa.
In Minnesota? Oh. Okay.
And Minnesota. Okay, there's a lot of pigs.
Are you being metaphorical or actual pigs?
Actual pigs.
Okay.
And they're hogs. Okay.
Gotcha.
And I swear the first thing I learned when I went from California back to Iowa is that, quote, pigs is smart. Okay. And it's true.
Pigs is smart.
Pigs is smart.
Can you say that like Ron Wolfley?
Pigs is smart.
Pigs is smart.
Oh, they're so smart. And so they bet, the two governors, they bet a real pig.
Uh-huh.
And for years they played for the real pig. But rest in peace, the real Floyd of Rosedale. They had to go with the big bronze
trophy. But pigs don't live forever.
It's the heaviest trophy in college football.
I wonder if Pink Floyd, you know.
Okay. Here we go, 5:23. We're back from the timeout. Halo waiting for the snap. He gets the snap. He's looking over the middle, now to the left, throws it to the corner of the end zone.
Oh.
It's up high,
out
but he got knocked out of bounds before his feet could come down. Good defensive play by the Wolves.
You know, Jim, I don't like that rule.
Of that you can knock him out in the air?
Yeah, I don't like that rule. I just don't like it. You know, I mean, I remember when you could.
Well, you got to get the foot down.
No, I remember when. If you pushed him out, I don't remember what the rule was, but it was a catch. I don't know. Then they changed the rule.
Fourth down here.
Yeah.
Now
this could be a Spencer kick right here.
The final nail.
Why isn't Spencer out there?
In the coffin.
I would put Spencer out there.
Fourth down. Halo takes the snap. He rolls to the right under pressure. Number 23 chasing him inside of the 10 to the 5 to the 3 to the 2 into the end zone.
Oh man. That was some excellent running with the ball.
Referee's hands go straight up to the sky. That is a touchdown for Lake Havasu.
It was a hesitate, and it bought him enough time.
It worked.
And it worked, absolutely.
And Halo's got wheels. That's what happens when you take a wide receiver and make him a quarterback. He can run with the ball.
I'd put him in Tiger Beat for the wheels. That was good. That was good. You're still in the fan club.
Yes.
That was good.
Now we've got Spencer here, going to try the extra point. Going for one. 5:08 9 to 13.
5:08 left.
They got it up, and it is good.
Hard to beat the Spence, man.
And that makes it 40-13 in favor of the Havasu Fighting Knights.
All right, let's take a break.
This is KNTR Sports.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Is your pup just too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Dingy Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra striped schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle, and polka dotted pit bulls.
Would you look at that? Sparky, I think you would be an adorable cheetah. Oh, Sparky.
A cut above grooming. Well, this is where we go dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and, well, I guess the lions, tigers, and bears, too. Main Street Havasu.
And the kickoff after the touchdown. It's a little blooper. It's recovered. He falls down at the 42-yard line of the Wolves, and that was almost like, went about the distance of an onside kick.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it wasn't. But, you know, Paul, it is 40-13.
This is a nice facility, though. I'd like to thank the administration here. Athletic director who let us into the press box.
Very hospitable.
I begged and, you know, kind of groveled a little bit. No, he was a very nice guy. We met him when we got to the campus.
First and 10 for the Wolves. He drops back, throws it over the middle. Nice grab by number 11, the team captain. Oh, he makes it across the 50-yard line where he is clocked by Ashton Given. And for Havasu, that is the hit of the day.
Well, all right.
Unfortunately, it's an 8-yard gain.
Right.
Second and 2. Moving quickly now, and they need to. 40-13 with 4:42 left in the game. Little confusion now. You got 1 and 11, the receivers for the Wolves out to the left-hand side. Those are the primary guys. He looks to them. He's going deep. Under pressure, he scrambles back. He heads back towards the 50, does not go over the line of scrimmage, makes a pass out of bounds, throws it away, and stops the clock at 4:24.
Well, what caused him to throw it away was the pass rush by Ethan Adler.
Yes.
Man, came through, just missed the quarterback on the getting the feet.
And the coverage held together. And so, under pressure, he had to get rid of it. He had really no other option.
So, I don't know if he's listening, but Athletic Director Bill Wright here at Estrella Foothill. Thank you.
That's and we have
say.
A flag.
Came up and introduced himself, too. Oh. Gets the offense.
Illegal substitution.
Well, you don't see that one every day.
No. I was reaching for the rule book.
I know you were.
But our man running the clock over here used to be an official, and he was right on that signal.
He looks like a referee. He looks like he's been yelled at a few times.
What do you think?
I'm saying he's got a thick skin.
Second and 7. Little out pass to number 2, and he gets met by number 24. He's thrown down out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock. That's Tristan Andrade on the tackle for Havasu. And
you gotta
over
get,
here, Spencer.
We don't have a 61.
I didn't say 6.
No, it was 61 assisted.
He's not on the list. We don't have one. He came up earlier.
You're right.
Spencer was doing a little jawing over here on the sideline.
Uh-oh. On the wrong sideline. Right?
Look at the size of 79 there, not playing. And things are getting a little...
Wonder why.
Getting a little testy out there. Number 52 getting a little extra shove. There is a first down.
He's in street clothes, too. So.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
It could be an injury or maybe JV. I don't know.
All those.
Yeah, they
all
are.
Three of those, and they're on the sideline.
Right.
Trying to go up the middle. Nothing there. And here comes unknown fighting knight.
Ethan
throws it down
like
by his... Shirt tail, but getting up a little bit slowly is our number 8. That's Ethan Adler.
and he is going to skip off the... I'm not going to say he's skipping. I'll say he's hopping. off the field.
Yeah, so. Jim back over there. But, yeah, Fiantaka, man, he pushed the guy all the way over into the linebacker core. And, oh, he almost got the pick. Man.
A little out pass to number two.
Yeah, Tristan Andrade was right on that with the coverage.
Kevin Niebel.
Niebel.
For the Wolves.
Niebel.
This is third and five.
You got just over
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Three wide to the right on the wide side of the field. Narrow side is this side. Low snap. He can't pick it up.
Man.
It's loose. He does manage to fall forward, reach out, and reel it in.
I don't think he knew where he was for a second, the way he was reaching for that ball. Like, fall on it.
It looked like he didn't see it for a second.
Just fall on it.
So now we're at fourth and 10, a must-go-for-it situation, 10:48.
Oh, this is definitely four-down territory. No matter,
Even though
the last 10 minutes was four-down territory.
Excuse me, 44-yard line.
Sure.
From the gun, twins left, twins right, rolls right, throws for the first down,
man.
He makes the catch,
but he's out,
but he's out of bounds.
That was a nice throw and a nice catch.
Uh-oh,
somebody's singing. Wow.
That's an Irish lullaby.
Good job, Jim. Good job.
But yet there's a flag, and it's an automatic first down.
You picked up the lyrics great. I mean, before the game, you were warming up.
I didn't do the whole Kaylarney
thing. But you were warming up, and I was like, man, he really needs to warm up.
He got a short
really,
minute.
You really warmed up.
Do a little lyric.
You did
conservation.
All right.
Lyric conservation.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Twins to the left. Twins to the right. Here's the snap. Quick out pass to number 11. He dodges one defender and heads up field and gets a little assistant from his friends in the purple pants and the purple helmets as he pushes him forward for about 6 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say five. Give him six.
Yeah, might as well have just picked him up and carried him.
Yeah.
Okay, two wide to the left, two wide to the right. One gentleman next to him there at the quarterback position. This could go into the end zone. He's alone, but he overshot him by just a hole.
Just
a hair.
Just a bit outside.
Missed him by that much.
Yeah. Exactly.
That could have been a touchdown.
Yeah. You remember the cone of silence?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody could hear outside, but you couldn't hear inside.
I do.
That's a great concept. The cone of silence.
Quick.
Well, we've got Justin's jokes and now Jeff's Mark jokes. So there you go.
Time we go into the cone of silence. The window's open.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got third and five at the 25. The snap. He steps back once, fires it over the middle.
Oh.
Again, this one is low and possibly a late hit. No laundry on the field.
I got a good handshake over here.
Number 70.
70 and number 30 for Havasu.
Got knocked back. He's kind of limping around a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a big kid. Nick Nunez.
They did put up a good fight.
210.
I see Havasu, depending on some other scores, possibly moving up in the rankings.
They could, because they'll only see the score in so many cases. Here's a pass. It is, out of the hands because he got smacked as he was receiving it. Perfect timing there by our mystery man, number 61, who is not on our roster, but he's, you know what? He might be the player of the game.
Yeah, the notable night.
The notable night.
That's it.
That we don't know.
Yeah, but we don't know. Well, I'd say Luke Johnson played pretty well. Halo jump. I mean, what more can you say about Halo jump?
He played real good.
We got some really good notable nights today.
And I don't think the margin of victory is indicative to how close the game was actually played.
Good point. That's a very good point. It's 40-13, but yeah, Australia Foothills played them a lot tougher than the score. Yeah, no doubt.
They got big play capability, and they used it.
I like their receivers.
Well, Havasu took the whole second quarter off on offense.
Can we move their receivers to Havasu since we got Halo playing quarterback?
Maybe for the playoffs.
I mean, if we could borrow number 1 and 11.
Yes, number 11 and number 1, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. That would be Rawls, number 11. No doubt about it. I see him as a first, or probably a first or second team. What do you call that? Not honorable mention, but the other ones.
First team, second team,
first team,
honorable
second
mention.
Team. Yeah, first team.
First
number,
team.
Number 11 for sure.
Yeah, definitely. He's a good player, good receiver. But now,
this a big
you know,
formation?
Mid-season, where do you put Halo Jump on that list? Do you put him in at quarterback or do you put him in at receiver? And we're going to kneel down and call that the victory formation.
Yeah. That's going to be your final score then. It's 40-13, barring any weird
13.
Philadelphia Eagles plays, right, from back of the day.
Yeah, well, it's impossible. It's just impossible.
Just take a Cadillac up your nose, right?
It's Steve Martin.
All right.
So we're going to have the final gun here in 15 seconds.
We'll be home in about 3 hours and 6 minutes.
You will.
Well, it's got a pack, though.
I will. You will.
Right, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim going back to Bullhead tonight.
And the boys in powder blue kind of have their heads hanging as they come down to shake hands at midfield with the victorious Fighting Knights.
You know, when the light hits those helmets, those blue helmets, it looks pretty cool.
It is a good color.
When it hits them from here.
You know what? It's like North Carolina blue.
Oh, yeah, right. That's Tar Heel blue, right.
And I have to say for our listeners, the one thing that I am really glad that almost happened tonight that didn't, Paul, is you did not lose your fingers in that window.
Why would
it
I?
It came down.
Were my fingers close to it?
Oh, your fingers were like right there.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Man. I didn't even notice that these are the magic hands that have to play tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The magic hands. All right. Well, you're a drummer. Couldn't you just tape it?
No. It's not that easy, man. Oh. Anyway, let's wrap it.
All right.
We did our notable nights.
Our notable nights.
Luke Johnson.
And number
Halo
61.
And the mystery man.
The mystery man. Number 61. We'll need to find out who that is.
Coach, we need an updated roster. All right.
Yes.
We know he listens all the way through.
He contributed.
Yes, because he didn't come up with the purple haboo, but he likes the name.
A successful night? What a audience
was that
participation.
Was that a pun? Was that a pun there? Successful night?
I do this. Sometimes I don't even know, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we want to thank you for joining
us. You're
a
fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. Hey, we want to thank you for joining us. We're in Goodyear. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul the Tailgater LaVoy.
Now, man. Whiny boy LaVoy.
Hey, who do we have next week, Paul?
Summerton. So who is at the bottom of the table. So I don't know about a mercy clock, but they're going to be in Havasu. That's where they are.
Oh, it's a home game.
Yeah, it's senior night.
Oh.
It's the last game of the season.
And we're doing that game?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
21 seniors, though, on this team.
21.
Remember?
Wow.
Yeah.
But they're playing a hunk of juniors and sophomores on this team.
Oh, man. This team has nowhere but up to go, man.
Yeah.
A lot of talent coming back.
You know what you don't see? You don't see serious mistakes by the quarterback. You don't see
not anymore
stupid passes.
Right.
You don't. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. The only thing that almost went wrong was that tipped pass. It became a Havasu touchdown.
Oh, that one. I thought you were talking about the Luke Johnson tip drill. Yeah. But that one in the end zone should have been a touchdown. But it was a penalty that brought it back.
But hey, we want to thank you all.
Right.
We want to thank all of our sponsors.
For
it's
sure.
been a pleasure. I want to thank Coach Thompson for the Fighting Knights hoodie because it's only 70 degrees and I live on the river and it's cold.
I want to thank Coach Thompson for the swag. That's some great swag.
Stuff.
I mean, that was like getting a bonus check.
He lit us up in that.
He did. It was a fire, man.
Yes. Yes. It was very nice. Thank you, Coach.
All right.
All right, this is KNTR Sports. Don't forget to join us for the summer team game. Same time, someplace, or, you know, hey, come on out to the stadium and join us.
Lee Barnes Stadium, 7 o'clock
next Friday. Let's see y'all out there in full force like these fine folks here have done at Estrella Foothills. Good community support and a nice community. Night up, folks, but I'm not moving.
All right.
You're not moving. All right. I like it, but I'm not moving.
I got you. All right. We'll see you next week.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havistyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havistyle Recreation.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at KenMoyerLaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Call the good guy. Havasu
Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, Cindy Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM FM. Welcome to the team.